This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The outbreak of the coronavirus disease has been stressful. Fear and anxiety surrounding this disease can be overwhelming at times and can cause some strong emotions to come to the surface in everyone, from children to adults. And while we worry about the health and safety of ourselves and others in our lives, stress can manifest itself in ways like trouble sleeping, changes in eating patterns, having a hard time concentrating, and could worsen existing mental or physical health conditions. But everyone reacts differently, and someone who can be there to help you cope through life is a therapist. Now, whether you've regularly gone to therapy or perhaps considered reaching out for help as we stay at home, therapists can give you tools and guidance. But therapists are going through this pandemic with us too, and also trying to adapt to life and work under COVID-19. Christine Finnerty is a licensed mental health therapist in Elm Grove, Wisconsin, and she joins me now to talk about our current state of mind as we are confined and facing new challenges.
You know, as you can imagine, we're all in this together. So, you know, the unique situation right now is that we can really answer from personal experience and from working with clients that there is a heightened sense of stress right now. And the body's response to that stress is both physical and emotional. It takes a toll on us. And as you can imagine, that toll leads to more fatigue, lack of motivation, less ability to focus, more irritability, our patience level drops. And that can be a problem, especially when we are confined to our houses and spending more time with people than we're used to spending under the same roof.
And although people may look to therapists, whether they've been seeing one regularly or perhaps are seeking help now, you know, they look to you for answers in a way or for tools. But I imagine you'd also like people to keep in mind that this is probably just as challenging for you as a practitioner.
Well, you know, it is. It's a unique situation. It has challenges. I think there's an upside and there are also challenges. The challenges are for particularly a therapist like myself who didn't engage in telehealth before this. It was just kind of learning technology in a different way and making sure that I was able to be connected and stay connected with clients in a new and different way. And so telehealth for me means staying connected by phone and staying connected by video if they have the capability for that. But there are challenges in that as well because I'm talking to people in their space now, and it's difficult for them sometimes to find a spot that they feel comfortable being able to be open and vulnerable and honest about their feelings, because there is a lack of privacy sometimes depending upon people's living situations. So there are challenges, but I think the upside is learning our clients in a whole new way, because this has really required us to become much more relatable to our clients because we're all going through this together. So I think there are challenges and positives at the same time.
Is it a challenge to encourage your clients to keep up their regularly scheduled therapy sessions, or is there a growing need for additional? What have you been experiencing with your practice?
You know, I think that that's a really good question. And it was one that was a little bit unexpected. I have clients that are weekly clients and have come, you know, religiously every week to their session. And a few of those clients have kind of fallen off a little bit right now during this time. I think mostly because of what I had just said, it's difficult for them to find the space and the place and the privacy in their house to be able to feel like they can open up. So a couple clients have dropped off and said, let's reconnect when this has passed us and we're behind. And then there are other clients who have really needed to stay connected. And to all of my clients, I have stayed connected even more so between sessions, more than I ever had before. I am checking in with clients. Hey, are you keeping up with the work that we were talking about? What are the new things that you're doing this week? I'm going out for a walk. I'll show them, I'll send a picture of me in my running shoes and just say, I'm going out for a walk. I want you guys to tell me how many of you are going for a walk today. How are you spending your time? So I am connecting with clients a little bit more often between sessions, but then there are other clients that I still connect with them, but I'm not getting as much response because I think they're finding it difficult to feel comfortable in their homes running a counseling session.
Yeah, I imagine maybe an alternative is going out to the garage or sitting in the car or just finding a very, very separate space if they're able to. Has that been the case for many people?
It has been, actually. I have people who go out to the car and they'll conduct the session in their car. And I have people who will drive to parking lots and sit in a parking lot and pop open their computer or their phone and we'll do a video session from their car as long as they're safe and they're not driving. It's wherever they feel most comfortable, but people are being creative in finding ways to stay connected, that's for sure.
And why do you think making sure we're staying connected and having a schedule, whether it's keeping up sessions or just a daily schedule, so important right now?
Oh my gosh, two of the things that I talk about all the time are, and particularly right now, are during times of prolonged stress and during times of uncertainty and unpredictability, the importance of having a schedule and a routine is paramount. And to be connected with other people is also really, really important, both socially and emotionally. And we can piece those apart a little bit because both are equally important. A schedule allows us to feel a sense of control in a time that we don't feel control. Right now, there's not a whole lot that we can predict. And because this is a highly unpredictable time, it really does emotionally play with people a little bit. So it's so important to be able to develop a structure and a routine for our day-to-day experiences. And that routine and that schedule should include some key features. So when I talk about a routine, it doesn't have to be modeled after the way your life was prior to being safer at home, because this is a new and different time. But it should include some key features. So this is 5 days a week, and I suggest you have a proper sleep and wake cycle so that you are making sure that your body is regulated. Going to bed and waking up at the same time is going to be really important every day to make sure that you're building into your schedule proper nutrition, breakfast, lunch, dinner, that making sure that you're staying on track of all of proper nutrition and making sure that you're getting things to eat. Time outside. I always tell my clients 10 minutes, a minimum of 10 minutes outside every day, even if the weather isn't so great. Sit outside, walk outside, take the dog out, or just stand on the porch for a few minutes. And getting exercise, a minimum of 30 minutes of exercise every day, is really, really important to keep the body and the brain functioning the way you need to. And then also connecting with other people. And this is more important right now than any other time, is to be able to stay socially and emotionally connected to people while being socially distant from them as well. And there are ways that you can build that into your schedule. I suggest to people to have a common, everyone in the house might have a different schedule, but to have common times, perhaps breakfast, lunch, and dinner are together at the same time. Everyone is able to come together and eat. If you're not in a house living with someone else, you don't have roommates or a spouse or significant other that you're living with, then to sit down and schedule a time to have lunch with a friend virtually. But to make sure that you are connecting both emotionally and socially with people.
On the note of the keeping a schedule and a sleep routine, I admit I was always a bit of a night owl before this, but at the beginning of this transition, it was even worse. That was one of my main problems, was staying up far too late. And you feel more, not connected in a good way, but more attached to that computer, to your work home station, you know, because you don't have that physical space of work versus home.
Right. Yeah, I was telling you before, this was a joke that a friend of mine had, that she is a night owl as well. And it just became worse for her. And she calls herself the COVID vampire because she stays up at night and she doesn't have a workspace to go to in the morning. And she feels like this is the way she can operate. And although after talking with her a couple of times, I think that I'm starting to bend her in the right direction, you know, she still has her habits and it's hard. But one of the things that's really important on your schedule is to create a designated workspace, to create a designated time to connect with friends and a designated time to eat. Those all should not be in the same place. And for people who have confined spaces, even if they have one table, it sounds silly, but to work from one chair, switch to another chair to eat, and switch to another chair to connect with friends, just to give your brain a break and a change of scenery and a change of positioning, is really, really helpful.
I'm sure you've advocated for boundaries as being a healthy thing, you know, even well before this, but is it even more important now to establish boundaries and to stick to them when our physical boundaries look so much different?
I think it really is. And I think that's what a structure really does for us, is it creates the boundaries for us personally. Because if we, I have all of my clients create their schedule and to put it and post it on a public space in the house, so that everyone else living in the household can respect and understand the time that that person is spending. If they're in the kitchen and they're having something to eat, they're open to contact and connection and they can talk. And if they're in their room or they're at a desk, that means they're working, and that might mean that's the time to sort of step away a little bit. So really following that structure and respecting it for one another is going to be helpful. I realized the hard way that I too have to stick and respect to the structure of the people in the house. I created my kids' schedule, but I forgot and was, you know, milling around the house and bleaching doorknobs, and I whipped open my son's door and sang at the top of my lungs, and he was in the middle of virtual class. So I had to remember, that's right, I have to look at his schedule. And he too said, you created the schedule, Mom, so that you could respect my time and my space. And I'm sorry. You know, I'm learning too. And again, that goes to the challenges of the space and the time that we're in.
Yeah, just one story of many that people are sharing of virtual classes gone wrong. Yeah, on the note of parenting, you know, that's a whole another level of complexity of trying to juggle duties during the day if you are a full-time parent and also trying to work full-time. You know, do you have tips for parents of kids of all ages in, I don't know, how to keep a healthy mindset? There's a lot of pressure to stay positive for your kids, to keep a calm head. You know, what are your tips to share?
Yeah, I was talking with one of my clients and her mom. I have a teenage client, and both she and her mom were on the session yesterday. And she was saying that she's really, really, the mother was really exhausted and struggling with how to keep up with everyone, because she's helping one son virtually connect to a class. She's also trying to get some work done. She's trying to cook and clean for other kids and maintain their schedules. And the problem was, she hadn't ever put pen to paper to create a structure and a schedule for each of the kids. And therefore, she didn't have any time left over for herself. So we really did, line by line, time by time throughout the day, set up her schedule. And it's difficult. I think it's really hard for people who aren't used to living by a strict schedule to start this. And it can be really difficult to get kids to follow along with it. But when you join with them and say, listen, we're doing this for all of us. It is not just you that we're imposing this schedule on. It's new and it's different, and we're all going to try this. And I said to set a goal for 2 weeks. Try this for 2 weeks and see if by other people following their schedules, it allowed her to be able to have a little bit more free time, because her complaint was, I just need 5 minutes to replenish for myself. I need to feel as if I am refreshed enough to be there to be patient for my kids, because she found she was walking around and snapping with people. So I'm hopeful that the schedule will work for her. It certainly has for other other families and couples, as they have followed it a little bit more closely, their schedules. It really does allow them a good balance within the house of what to expect from one another. And things tend to move a little bit more smoothly when particularly that schedule can be known to everyone in the house.
As people are working through this, and you know, there's a loose time frame that can change for when we will be able to go back to quote normal. But do you think there's an upside to all of this?
I do think that there is an upside. I think that particularly in this world right now of technology and social media, And this teenage generation that has grown up with a phone in their hand their whole life, really the importance of physical and emotional connection right now is being underscored, and they're understanding it from a whole new level. I think that our relationships with others are going to change as a result of this experience, and our knowledge and understanding of the importance of face-to-face communication is really going to be something that I think enhances and lifts our relationships with others and brings us closer. And I think that our level of resilience right now is really growing and developing, and we're learning how to change and how to adapt. And it's difficult. And for some people, it's really quite devastating. But, it may not be the perfect analogy, but I do sometimes liken it to a forest fire, which is absolutely can be absolutely devastating and completely change the landscape that we're living in. But there is always regrowth, and there is hope for new and for different. And I think that that's what we're all learning really together right now, is the world is changing and we will come through this, and it won't look the same, but it's okay. It's sort of forcing us all to go through this time of change together. And I do try to remind my clients that, the sun is always shining. We just have to remember that it's there.
Definitely. Well, Christine Finnerty, I want to thank you so much for your time and your help. And hopefully what we've discussed today will help all of us who are staying at home.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Christine Finnerty is a licensed mental health therapist in Elm Grove, Wisconsin.